What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. And it is Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Unfortunately, our phone system is having issues. There's something going around. RBN's phone system is down. My desktop is acting weird. So, it's terrible living in a third world nation where you can't actually find quality products anymore. But we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Like I said, the phone lines are closed. So I'm going to talk real slow and fill up all the empty spaces here. Now, a lot of people have been writing into me talking about this coordinated terror attack drill taking place tomorrow. It's called Operation Gotham Shield, but apparently it's taking place at other locations besides New York. And interestingly enough, it's happening on the exact same day that Carl Vinson is expected to arrive at the coast of the Korean Peninsula. And interestingly enough, it's a massive exercise, but it's not getting coverage in the corporate media. In fact, I got an email from somebody who lives in the area where one of these drills is going on and say they haven't seen anything in the local newspapers, which is unusual because normally when they're going to run a massive drill, they'll announce it ahead of time so that people don't get upset when they see helicopters and tanks and whatever else is involved there. So it's already feeling kind of weird, and a lot of people are very nervous because of all these terror drills that were taking place at the exact same moment these various false flag attacks were going on. And we're already starting to see what could be a backstory. Apparently, there's been another theft of radioactive material down in Mexico, and 9 Mexican states have been placed on high alert after this material was stolen. It's apparently iridium-192. It's got a half-life of about 80 days, and it can be used to make a dirty bomb. So that may be, if they're planting a false flag, that's going to be the source of the radioactive material in the dirty bomb. Okay, now then, turning over to the war zones here. The Syrian army is advancing on the militant stronghold of Latamina. And they've regained the initiative. Even after the cruise missile attack, the Syrian forces have regained the initiative, and they're moving forward. The U.S., meanwhile, has hit Syria with more sanctions over this supposed chemical weapons attack in Idlib. And the story never made sense. The United Nations is now saying they actually can't say where the chemical attack came from. There is zero evidence for it. The only thing that we actually know is the U.S. and its allies are refusing to allow any inspectors to investigate the scene. But they're moving forward on escalating the war in Syria and sanctions and all this. And pretty much everybody in the world knows this was a hoax, a false flag. So far, I've only met one person here on the island of Hawaii who bought the story Assad gassed his own people. And she was a nun whose business is believing what she's told to believe. But other than that, everybody agrees the story doesn't make any sense. Does not make any sense at all. All righty. Now then, Tillerson is out there waving his sanctions wand, saying sanctions on Russia will remain until Crimea is returned. They're still going along with this nonsense that Russia stole Crimea. That is not what happened. When the U.S. sponsored a coup d'etat in Kiev, the people of Crimea, knowing the government in Kiev did not represent them, voted to secede, which is their recognized right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which the United States is supposed to respect as a member of the United Nations. Then the people of Crimea had another referendum to request to join the Russian republics, and that's exactly what happened. But the U.S. position is saying they don't recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote to secede, and therefore, by default, Russia stole Crimea. Now, this is like a guest at a wedding saying that she doesn't recognize the right of the bride to choose to marry that man. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. That's basically how faulty this logic is here. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian army is continuing its advance into the Donbass. That is just really cranking up there. and just huge amounts of blood. I'm waiting for somebody to actually stand up and say, yeah, you got us. We're in World War III here. Ramping up things back in Afghanistan, trying to regain the initiative there. U.S. Commandeer General John Nicholson is out there saying that Russia is arming the Taliban. Oh, we're back to when Russia was in Afghanistan, and look how much trouble it took us to get them. So basically, everything that's going wrong, it's all the fault of Russia. The U.S. has been stuck in the Afghan quagmire for years. They can't get out of it. The U.S. puppet regime is still only in control of about 60% of the territory, which happens to be the pipeline rights of way and the opium poppies. But if things aren't working well, blame the Russians, blame the Russians, blame the Russians. Meanwhile, showing once again how humanitarian the interventions are into these other countries, apparently the UN is now reporting torture by the U.S.-installed Afghan government of their people is now widespread. And this, too, is a common feature of these U.S. regime changes. When back in 1953, when the U.S. overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran and they installed the Shah, along with the Shah came his secret police, the Savak, who tortured anybody who opposed the Shah's rule. Same thing with the dictator Pinochet in Chile in 1973. CIA went on down and taught those people how to torture, how to silence dissent. And we're seeing exactly the same thing happen here again. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and a quick little reminder that our phone system at RBN is not working at the moment, so please don't try and call on in. We are unable to take phone calls on the air. Okay, let's see. I forgot to ask this before. All right, now then. Apparently the situation in both Iraq and Syria is now being complicated by the Turkish airstrikes on the Kurds. We have a very unstable war environment. We don't have two sides. We have three sides, and it's just making it very, very difficult to keep the thing under control. And, of course, spiraling out of control is the real danger for all of these conflicts all over the world. So let's talk about North Korea, because that is the one that everybody is really, really nervous about. The Carl Vinson will be on the coast tomorrow. And we're seeing these terror drills take place. We're seeing this meeting at the White House where the entire Senate is getting a briefing on North Korea inside the White House. Not the Capitol building, inside the White House. They want it very strictly controlled. They're afraid the truth might leak in. And so we're looking at articles like this one, waronthrocks.com. Why Matisse versus Kim Jong-un will end badly for us all. And we were talking yesterday about the fact that the United States never won the last Korean War. And analysts are saying for a successful invasion and conquest of North Korea will probably result in 250,000 American servicemen being killed, far more crippled. And it will cost a huge amount of money we simply do not have. Now, Nikki Haley is still out there with the rhetoric saying that the U.S. will attack North Korea if they test a nuke or if they test a ballistic missile. They're moving the goalposts here. And North Korea responded by holding a massive live fire exercise of artillery, 400 pieces firing together. And they have a lot of artillery over there. Now, at this point, I do not see Kim Jong-un attacking a U.S. military base or even testing an ICBM or a nuke at this point. I think we're going to see another false flag, because that's how the U.S. gets these wars going. And we have to be on the lookout for that. Trump is out there saying the current status quo in North Korea is unacceptable. Well, again, they're ramping up the rhetoric because nothing has significantly changed in North Korea. Yes, they've been testing nuclear weapons for a while, but this is just making up an excuse to go to another war. And they want more sanctions on North Korea. Now, As I mentioned before, the White House tomorrow will host the entire Senate
what
for
really
a briefing on North Korea. This coincides with the Carl Vinson getting to the shoreline, coincides with these terror disaster drills that they're running. So things are just coming to a head very, very quickly. And apparently Tillerson will be addressing the United Nations about North Korea on Friday to go on in and basically say, well, we feel like invading and you can't stop us, so we're going to go ahead and do that. Another interesting article here, and this may be signaling again a false flag. U.S. Armada expects firepower display as it nears North Korea. Well, they just got one with the artillery live fire exercise. But again, North Korea will not shoot first. Both leaders are thumping their chests and trying to back the other one down. We all know that when it comes to a shooting war, North Korea does not have a single chance of winning. But they can inflict a tremendous amount of damage. And there's something I want you to think about. Remember that even after the United States destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons of mass destruction, they still continued testing bombs to make them bigger, selectable yield, multi-stage, all the rest of that stuff going on down here in the South Pacific. So the fact that North Korea is still testing weapons is not a guarantee they do not have a deployable warhead at this moment. And that is something I hope the planners of this are going to take into account. Now, getting on back to the possibility of a false flag, and we talked about this before. Back in 2010, they tried a false flag attack to justify an attack on North Korea, and it involved the sinking of a South Korean warship, the Cheosan. And it was sunk by a torpedo. The story was North Korea snuck out to the ocean, approached this South Korean exercise, and torpedoed a South Korean warship, just one, just for the heck of it, and skedaddled away. And they dredged a torpedo up from the floor of the ocean, and they showed it along with a blueprint of the North Korean torpedo. Except that the remains of the torpedo didn't match North Korea's blueprint. They actually matched a German-made torpedo that sold for export, manufactured for export, and it sold to a lot of countries. And again, these countries who want nuclear weapons do not intend to attack people with them. They want them for deterrence. My parents' generation forked over $5 trillion, and that's back when a trillion was really a lot of money, for America's nuclear deterrent. The missile silos, the strategic bombers, the Boomer nuclear missile submarines, all of that. The idea was by having these nuclear weapons, no country would try to invade us. Okay, well, the same logic applies to other countries. Iran, Iraq, North Korea. They want nuclear weapons to discourage the United States from invading them because the United States has been invading a lot of countries. And, footnote, the United States is the only nation on Earth to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. So there's the track record there. So even if Saddam had a nuclear weapon, even if Iran built a nuclear weapon, even looking at whatever it is that Kim Jong-un is playing around with, they're not going to attack another country without reason because the response would be their entire country being annihilated. And all world leaders have monstrous egos. They go to bed at night dreaming of their face on postage stamps or statues or coinage and future school children forced to memorize their name and birthdays. And you don't get that if you do something that winds up destroying your own country. So, okay, moving on here. Another story, this one coming out of PatriotRising.com. More war drums and a big Russian threat. And this is a very interesting article. Okay. And, oh, I've just been told we can now accept phone calls. So our phone system is back up and running. If you want to call, 800-313-9443. So this article is basically talking about the same thing we've been saying. All of these wars are really about economics. To confine everyone to using the U.S. Federal Reserve note, to weaken territories that are resistant to U.S. control. And that's what's driving it all. They're risking the incineration of the surface of planet Earth in an argument over whose particular brand of ink and paper we're going to use as currency for the next 100 years. That's what this war is really all about. Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May, according to Defense Secretary Michael Fallon, Theresa May is willing to use nuclear weapons as a first strike against Britain's enemies, even if Britain is not directly attacked. This is very, very dangerous rhetoric. Most countries with nuclear weapons have vowed a no-first-use policy. We will not be the first to use nuclear weapons. Of course, we'll be second, third, fourth, fifth, and so forth. But May is, according to Fallon, Theresa May is now saying, yeah, I might just go ahead and attack somebody with nuclear weapons, even if we're not attacked. This is a dangerous, dangerous change in nuclear policy. Now, in response to this comment by Michael Fallon, one of the Russian members of parliament has come on back and said this talk about just hauling off and launching a nuclear attack against Britain's enemies, meaning Russia, it deserves a harsh response. And he's right. It absolutely does. Can these idiots in charge of these nations really be thinking they can survive a nuclear war? Yes, they've all got bunkers, but they're going to run out of food eventually. They're going to run out of water eventually. The air filters are going to quit working eventually. Russia's foreign minister Lavrov is out there saying the world is on the edge of destruction. And he was making a comment similar to the one I made about Khrushchev and Kennedy. In the past, even during the Cold War, there were lines, there were bounds that nobody crossed over. There was an understanding. Today it's gone, as Theresa May or Michael Fallon has just demonstrated. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob in Las Vegas, are you there? Can you hear me? All right, fine. I guess we don't quite have all the gremlins out of our phone system. Meanwhile, Moscow has just unveiled the world's biggest nuclear submarine, and it was called Project 09852. The vessel known as the Belgorod is even larger than the Typhoon class. It is going to be assigned with deep sea exploration in the Arctic. And apparently Putin's new sub is based around the unfinished anti-class missile strike carrier vessel developed by the former Soviet Union. So they're starting to recycle some of those hulls and make them into, in this case, it's an exploration vehicle. All right, Bob, are you there? Bob, are you there? Okay, Bob, please call on back. We're dealing with our gremlins here. You might have to wait till after the end of this next commercial break. Getting on over to our domestic politics, and this is going to come as no surprise to anybody. This is over at patriotrising.com. And they have an article about constitutional attorney is out there saying Trump's America is a constitution-free zone. And looking at what's going on, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights forbids militarized police. It forbids mass surveillance. It forbids police shootings of unarmed individuals, bans SWAT team raids, no tasering of children. So they have succeeded in killing our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out there with a story about how 9/11 destroyed America. And we know that was also a false flag. And it was used to bring about this new form of government that has broken free of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Just like Adolf Hitler did to Nazi Germany with the Enabling Acts following the Reichstag fire. So we're in serious, serious trouble here. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to come on back and hopefully the phones will be working. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the French first round of elections is over, and it came down to Macron and Le Pen. Now, we did have that caller in yesterday who said that in France they actually pronounce it Macron, and I guess the R is silent. But it was kind of expected that was going to be the result all along. But do you remember all the headlines about they'll be rioting, the economy will collapse, and none of which happened? I mean, yes, there were some Muslim migrants who rioted in Paris and burned up a bunch of cars, which only strengthens Le Pen's point of view. But already they're trying to lay a propaganda campaign to undermine her potential victory. And so we're seeing these stories like ABC News is out there saying the leading French candidate targeted by the group behind the DNC hacks, this research firm says. Oh, those DNC hackers. Well, we know the DNC was a leak. It wasn't a hack. And apparently Trend Micro was out there saying, oh, yes, the Russians were interfering with the French election. Absolutely. Absolutely. If at first you don't succeed, lie again. By the way, I'm hearing from our control room. Our phones are working. 800-313-9443. Now, establishment money is pouring in behind Emmanuel Macron. They are absolutely terrified of Le Pen because she's a Eurosceptic. She's a strong nationalist. She's a populist. And they do not want her to win. Of course, if she does win, the deep state in France may compromise her and control her the way they succeeded in doing to Donald Trump here, which was a bitter disappointment. And I'm seeing all these articles that are out there saying, well, you know, Trump's succeeding on certain things, like the immigration and whatnot. And that's all well and good. But the two most important issues for the American people right now are the economy and the wars. And on those two paramount issues for the American people, Donald Trump has basically abandoned everybody who supported him last year. We are hearing that his tax cuts are going to go to the corporations on the trickle-down theory, which Reagan used to justify corporate tax cuts. And, of course, they're rushing off to war. And I think the reason is because even with massive tax cuts to the corporations, the economy is still going to come down. It's a Ponzi scheme. It has to come down. And they're hoping that a war will distract you all from it, because that's how they got out of the mess the last two times. But it's a very different world. Most people have a different awareness of the link between banks and wars. Now then, apparently the Democratic National Committee is now being sued for cheating Bernie Sanders. Now, he did not file the suit. It's being filed by a lot of his supporters who are complaining that Debbie Wasserman Schultz took money from Bernie Sanders supporters knowing the primary was rigged. And that constitutes fraud. And when this story first broke last year, the response of the DNC was, well, you had to know we were going to throw this to Hillary, but thank you for the money anyway. All right, we're going to start with a phone call. We may have to take you through the commercial break. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Appreciate you taking my call. I was just wondering, you know, everybody knows there's bunkers. They call them the elite, whoever, you know, you want to call them, Illuminati, congressmen, whatever. They got their bunkers. I mean, it's not something that nobody's not aware of. But my question to you is, if they knew something was going to happen, like 9/11, there's going to be some way they have to get in them bunkers. They can't just start all of a sudden stopping and running to the bunkers. It would take a while. And I was just wondering how you thought that would transpire, because I think there's going to be some kind of shutdown on the internet, a fake, electromagnetic pulse or something, to shut the communications down, give them a couple of days or how long it takes for them to...
You know, we had those three major blackouts late last week, which they're saying was caused by a solar flare. Anyway, Mo, stay on the line. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. We're continuing with Mo in Florida, and take it away.
Like I said, Michael, I just the logistics of moving into a bunker for some kind of protection, if they know there's going to be some kind of an exchange limited or whatever, would take quite a while. And so it would have to have some precursor for that, something to cover their tracks and give them time to get in there. And I just kind of what you think it would be, because it's not, you know... They're not going to be exposed like this, you know.
No, they're not. But if you go back to 9/11, we certainly didn't know it before the false flag. But afterwards, it came on out that, you know, all these people in the know had somehow miraculously arranged to be someplace else. Zim Shipping had broken their lease and moved to new offices across the river. People who normally would be at the World Trade Towers were conveniently absent that day. And we'll see the same thing happening here. The thing is, given the instability of the current rhetoric, we could see a nuclear exchange happen, and a lot of people, unless they have their bunkers underneath their own home, they couldn't get to them. If it looks like there's going to be some kind of an exchange, the first thing you would look for is for Washington, D.C. To start being vacated. Congress would go to the Greenbrier. The president would go to Mount Weather. I forget where they're going to hide out the judges in the Supreme Court. But you would actually start to see that. Or they might just say, we need to be in hidden locations all along the way that Winston Churchill did. Winston Churchill, especially during the Blitz, did not stay at number 10 Downing Street. He stayed in these tunnels that were underneath London. And, of course, we know that Washington, D.C., they love tunnels over there. My understanding is there are 7 levels underneath the White House. It really is just a facade of the original building, and everything else has been replaced several times over inside. We know there are tunnels from the White House over to Blair House, to the Treasury Building, so forth and so on. So I would say probably there's a lot of bunkers right there underneath those buildings, including the Capitol Building.
All right, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, as far as blacking out the Internet, like I was saying before we went to the commercial break, we had those 3 power outages in San Francisco, Los Angeles. I think the third one was in New York. And everyone's saying, cyber attack, cyber attack. The last story I got was that these were caused by the unusual solar activity we're getting. You probably heard about the hole in the corona where huge amounts of charged particles are coming on out and messing with the magnetosphere of the Earth. So that may be the story on that one. Let's go back to the phones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Michael. I'm going to get a little prediction here because I see a pattern here with the deep state controlling Donald Trump. And I think he's going to do a 180 on this whole global warming issue. I think he's going to side with them and say, yes, we are causing global human warming, we're responsible for it all. I think he's going to go that direction. My prediction.
Yep. At this point, he's caving on all of these issues. We're hearing nothing, virtually nothing, from the Vaccine Safety Commission. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was lucky enough to get one interview on Fox TV, and that's it. To say that I'm bitterly disappointed in Donald Trump would be an understatement. But it is a reminder, the problem is not whoever's sitting in the Oval Office. The problem is the entire system itself has become horribly corrupt and tyrannical.
You know, it's interesting that maybe 10, 15 years ago, we didn't know about a deep state. Actually, we did, but it was called something different. It was called a shadow government.
Yes.
And we knew there were power players, power brokers in the system that were probably controlling the president. Now they've come out and actually given it a name, an identity, an entity, I guess you want to say, of the deep state. And the mainstream media being, you know, using that and actually advertising the fact that there is an agency that is over the president, that is running the president, is amazing that nobody, most Americans don't care. They don't care. I'm amazed. They go to the polls, they vote, because they think their vote matters. But now that we know there is a true deep state and the mainstream media tells you that, it undermines the whole concept of democracy and voting. Undermines it completely.
Well, it absolutely does here, because we weren't voting for Donald Trump the man. We were voting for a change of direction in our country, and we didn't get it. The American people are not getting the direction for their nation that they want.
No, I agree. Now we have voter fraud to deal with. We
yes.
have election fraud to deal with, and now we have deep state to deal with.
Well, the vote fraud problem has actually been a big problem all along. We know that John F. Kennedy actually stole his election from Richard Nixon. We know there was massive election fraud going on back even before the computerized machines. There's a wonderful book called Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers. These were the people who invented the Hawaiian Tropic line of tanning products. It made them fairly rich, and one of them decided to run for public office and, again, did not really understand how vicious and ruthless politics can be, and he lost his election to election fraud, and he wrote this book about it.
Right. You know, Michael, I think it's going to take a significant economic collapse if we have any chance of turning this around and stopping this tyrannical government. It's going to take a huge economic collapse, and they're going to have to fail at their militarized police forces and the United Nations peacekeepers to oppress us. It's going to take a huge collapse of that system that they have in place already in order to turn this thing around.
Well, that's what happened in the former Soviet Union, and frankly, I think that's the only thing that's going to save us from a global nuclear war, is for the U.S. federal government to have a Soviet-esque collapse. But even after the Soviet Union collapsed and the Russian republics were formed, the rich people, the oligarchs, were still in there trying to mess it around, and fortunately, Putin was strong enough to just kick them all out of Russia, which is another reason why they're trying to get back into Russia. But it really is a rule by money, and it's a reminder of what happens when we allow single individuals to acquire that much wealth. Inevitably, they see themselves as gods incarnate, and they start playing with the planet and its people like their own personal toys.
Right. And we need to make sure that the oligarchs don't come back in and place themselves in positions of power again once the collapse happens. We have to make sure they're gone completely.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Getting on back to the news, there was a big stink last week over at the Huffington Post. They got tricked by this African-American gentleman who wrote an article purporting to be a white feminist activist and laying out the case for denying white men the right to vote for 20 years to punish them for all the evil they have caused in the world. And apparently, Huffington Post put pressure on his company. He's now lost his job. And I was wondering, when are we going to find somebody over at Huffington Post who's going to lose their job over this? And it just happened, because one of their editors, Virashni Pillai, was the one who made the choice to go ahead and publish this article calling for white men to be deprived of their right to vote. And she has now resigned over that issue. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Bob in Las Vegas, finally, we're going to get you on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I just heard Steve from California. And, you know, I was thinking I would call my congressman or congresswoman or senator or senate, one or two senators, to vent my frustration or urge them to take a certain course of action, but I don't see it that being worthwhile anymore. Why bother? They're controlled anyway. Why
yep.
Why call my congressman or senator? It's a waste of time.
We're completely disenfranchised.
Exactly.
We are completely disenfranchised. The even when we work to overcome election fraud and put our chosen candidate in, the candidate is then compromised. And I don't care why it happened. Whether Trump was lying to us all along, whether he's being threatened, whether he's being blackmailed, I don't really care. All I know is we, the American people, didn't get the new direction for this country that we wanted. We're still on a path to economic collapse. We're still in an age of unbridled plundering by the money junkies of our society, and we're still on our path to a potential nuclear world war.
I think another way this all ends, Steve mentioned, and you'd mentioned, you know, financial collapse or just collapse of the government. I think another way this ends is if the U.S., and I hate to say this, you hate to see innocent, you know, these are the men and women serving the military, if the U.S. sustains a serious black eye conventionally in a military conflict with either Russia, China, Iran, or North Korea, it sustains a significant black eye, and the war does not go nuclear. It just stays conventional, and the U.S. definitively loses. That is another way that this ends, this deep state ends.
It's entirely possible. Frankly, whether this war goes nuclear or not, the United States is going to lose. Everybody loses in a nuclear war. One area where we might have a surprise development is when we go up against one of these countries, they succeed in sinking one of our carriers or carrier groups, because more and more we're getting the impression that America's modern military weapons are more for show than actual effectiveness. And they're out there saying, you know, we've got the F-35, it's the most expensive plane in the world, and it doesn't really work all that well, but we're never going to actually use it. And we keep hearing from naval warfare experts that the carrier groups, which are basically a holdover from World War II, are in fact very vulnerable to the latest generation of sea-skimming missiles that are intentionally designed to hunt down and kill aircraft carriers.
Mike, you said it before. I mean, they can't win in Iraq. They can't win against sheep herders in Afghanistan. How are they going to defeat the Chinese and the Russians together, or Iran, or North Korea? I mean, unless they use nuclear weapons or chemical or biological weapons against North Korea, but they can't defeat those forces. They can't even defeat the Iraqis. They can't defeat these non-state actors in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria.
Well, look at the history of the Korean War. And again, the United States never actually won that one. And the death toll was just horrendous. The North Koreans absorbed tremendous amounts of punishment, and still they would not quit. And I don't think their feelings about surrender to the U.S. are any better today than they were 50 years ago. And that's why we have these analysts who are saying an attempt to militarily conquer and occupy North Korea is going to cost 250,000 American servicemen and women. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, there were some excellent articles on Counterpunch of what the U.S. did in Korea by Whitney, I believe his name is, and it was just awful.
Yes.
what the U.S. did to that civilian population. So, okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I just want to be devil's advocate a little. I think people are being pretty impatient with Trump. I think he's done great on the immigration issue, and they haven't really allowed him to get his cabinet fully in place, so I feel like he's having to compromise or he's going to get impeached. But I think just on the immigration issue alone, I mean, he's done a lot. So,
well, I will agree that he's done a lot on the immigration issue. It's still a problem. The liberals are still trying to fight his wall. But again, immigration was a minor issue. For most American people, the economy and the wars are the two top paramount issues, and we're not seeing a change of course on either of those.
Yeah, immigration's been my top issue for a couple decades, so it's kind of, to me, it's more important than the economy in a way, but you can't have both. But like Syria, to me, it's more for propaganda purposes. He hasn't really done anything to Syria. And then
he's done it to us. He's made the United States government mistrusted around the world with that lame attempt to claim Assad was gassing his own people yet again, third time, three strikes and you're out. Everybody knows it was a lie. And that's the reputation the Trump administration and the U.S. government now has around the world. They make up fairy tales and then launch an attack on you. And that is a very, very dangerous reputation to have.
Okay, well, I just wanted to be devil's advocate. I'm still with them 60% anyway, just for the immigration side, but I agree with your concerns on it, on everything else. I feel like he has a deep plan with Syria. Like, maybe that was a way to get us out of there, and then Korea, he could have
China. All he had to do was get us out of Syria. I mean, stop backing those U.S. rebels and just retire with dignity. The reason for that nonsense story about Assad gassing his own people, followed by the cruise missile strike, was to get us back into Syria, not pull on out. And whether that was Trump's policy decision or somebody was making that decision for him and threatening him to go along, again, I don't know. The end result is the war policy has not changed. And that was a major, major concern for most Americans in this last election, the economy and the war. Those are really, for most Americans, the paramount issues. Dan, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, just having trouble with the fact that we're actually funding all of this nonsense, and it's actually something that maybe we can talk about and figure out a way to stop paying for it, have a tax revolt. I'm from South Boston. Maybe it's time to throw some stuff into the bay. You know, and knock this nonsense off.
Well, yeah, I've been hearing that from a lot of a lot of places. And there have been tax revolts in the past in the face of very unpopular wars. There was certainly one during Vietnam. But at this point, I think if we understand we're not getting the government we voted for, then it's time to start delinking and just stop, you know, filling out the paper forms and stop going along with everything. It's like Gandhi said in India, you know, nonviolent non-cooperation, and just stop being involved. And because what the United States has been transformed into is not only very ugly, it is very, very dangerous.
Yeah, the tax code even doesn't say anywhere that when we trade our labor for money, it's an even exchange. It's not meant to be taxed. Trade was supposed to be taxed. And I think that we need to take up a legal argument to, you know, rein this stuff in. No taxation without representation.
The judges all work for the government, and they're all dependent on that tax money for those nice courthouses and everything. So in theory, you are correct. In a practical sense, not so much. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to talk a little bit about the corporate media. And, boy, they've been having so many problems over at Fox News. And, yes, I understand there is a design to drag Fox News over toward the left politically. But their latest problem is Andrea Tantaros is accusing Fox News and former CEO Roger Ailes of hacking into her computer. This is a brand-new lawsuit in federal court. And apparently she's now saying that executives at Fox are applying pressure to her, she calls it emotional torture, to giving up her claims that she was sexually harassed. And apparently the surveillance involved the hacking of her personal computer and the use of sock puppet social media accounts to stalk Ms. Tantaros. One of the defendants listed in the suit is current co-president Bill Shein, who, after the filing, was seen leaving a business lunch with Rupert Murdoch. So things are happening over there. And it would be nice to start seeing the corporate media tear itself apart, because they are not doing a service to the American people. They're certainly serving the oligarchy. They're not serving the American people. And there's another story, and I want to tread on this one very, very lightly, but apparently over at InfoWars, they ran a story that seemed to imply a link between the hiring practices of Chobani Yogurt, and they hire refugees. They hire refugees, and apparently up in Idaho near their factory, there has been a sexual assault case which is still unsolved. And apparently InfoWars very recklessly implied a linkage between the two, and Chobani has now filed a major lawsuit against Alec Jones and InfoWars. And it's another reminder, if you're working in the independent media, be very sure of what you're saying before you say it. Don't get caught up in this sensationalism. And it's very easy to get caught up in that idea of going with the sensational stories, because it'll build your readership and improve your ad revenues. But if you make a mistake, well, you're pretty much going to be over and done with it at that point. And that's one of the reasons why I don't always go with the sensational stories, if I can't actually confirm them. And I'll give you a good example. There's this one that's being poured all over the net about Trey Gowdy and how two of his investigators in Arkansas were tortured and killed, and he's now in hiding, blah, blah, blah. It's all over the place. There's even an article saying Trey Gowdy has issued a statement about this, coming from one of these brand new websites whose only reason to exist seems to be to pour junk onto the net so the corporate media can point fingers and say, see, they're unreliable. I contacted Trey Gowdy's office. I have not yet received a reply, but this is how you handle a story like this. You go and double check. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.